right now on the phone, I have the lovely Molly Miller from Bragg. Good afternoon, Molly. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Actually, I was going to say it feels a bit weird being from this side of the phone because normally I'm on the radio with Antonia. Antonia Jones on a Saturday morning talking beauty and lifestyle.
It's
a bit different being on this side of the phone at the moment.
We could talk beauty if you want, but unfortunately, I'm not a beautiful person.
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I said we could talk beauty if you want, but I'm not a beautiful person.
No, thank you.
the only thing I've done to beautify myself this whole week is I've had a shave today.
Oh, well, good for you. No, I think everyone's just kind of letting go on that bit at the moment.
I totally agree.
You know, you're in the house, you're isolating, so we don't really care what you look like.
Exactly. Let it all grow out and then start again.
Yes.
So let's talk about Bragg before your phone battery runs out.
Okay, yes, sorry, because I just picked up my son, because he's still at school at the moment. So Bragg, so literally it was about 2 weeks ago, I was in Sainsbury's, and I looked at this lady, and she was struggling to pay for something, and I just looked at all these old people, and I thought, these are people who are going to really need some help in a couple of weeks. So I literally put up a little advert on a community website, and within about, you know, sort of 10, 15 minutes, I had a few people saying, oh, we'll help you set up a volunteer group.
Yeah.
Well, within 24 hours, I had over 70 volunteers. And I just want to say that what we've had to do is we've now set up Bragg, which is Brentwood Residents Action Group. We are working alongside Brentwood Council. We've been recognised. And I think the reason why we are different, I suppose, to other volunteering groups is we are looking at completely at safety in mind. This is about the safety, not just of the elderly, but the safety of our volunteers. So I've got an amazing admin team. I've got Jasmine Cooper, who's been doing all the data protection and DBS checking and so on.
So everybody you use is going to be DBS checked?
Everybody that comes to the house or comes to your house, I mean, they obviously won't go in, is DBS checked. That is absolutely above the board. And we have two volunteers go out at the same time because many elderly have got dementia. We also want to protect our volunteers as well. But where ours is different to, say, Brentwood Council is what we have is we are filling the gap for people that are not so vulnerable that they need donated food packages that will go through a different area, that will go directly through Brentwood Council and Food Bank and Manor Mills. We are filling the gap where people can pay for their food, but they cannot get out. They're ill or they're elderly. They've got no other support. And the most important thing as well that I think we're sending these DBS check volunteers, I think the most important thing is we keep getting calls in to people saying, can you pick up our medication? No, we can't. There's so many volunteers out there that are offering to pick up medication and prescriptions. And due to the massive problems that go on in this world today, one of the biggest ways that they're getting around this is a lot of posing as volunteers offering to pick up prescriptions. And this is why the NHS, I think, are stepping in as well.
Yeah.
But what we are doing, if you need a prescription picked up, we will refer you back to your primary care. It has to go through your doctor or pharmacist. But
yes,
what we are doing, we have got shops on board that will take a payment over the phone from the person.
Yeah.
And Brad will go and pick it up, drop it off in the health and safety guidelines. You know, we're being very, very strict on that.
Well, so you have to be, really.
Oh, yeah. I mean, not only obviously wearing gloves and masks and so on, it's a doorstep delivery process. But even like going in the car when you've got two volunteers, one has to sit in the front and one has to sit at the back. You have to even remain that social distancing as taxi drivers are doing in the car. But literally, I was very, very lucky in because within a couple of days, I had a great guy, Matthew Harvey, who's got a design company. He's printed off all our leaflets. You know, I've got somebody's managing the telephone rotor, his wife, and I've got a lovely lady, Loretta, that's come in that's been running around sort of like a headless chicken. But we've got a whole huge team of admin now, and we've got the Red Cross on board, and it's really taken off, but it's a safe group. And this is why Brentwood Council, I think, have said, yes, we will work alongside you because we're putting the correct boundaries in for DBS checking and so on, which is so important. So, that's Bragg.
Isn't it costly, though, for a DBS check?
Well, all these people have been DBS checked already.
Right.
So basically, these are people that are now working from home. So we've got a lot of school teachers that are in Brentwood that have joined us. We've got counsellors on board that have joined us. We've got NHS workers on their days off that are helping us. These are people that are already in the community that have worked in the community that are DBS checked.
Gotcha.
So they've come on board and they've been absolutely incredible. I mean, the telephones
brilliant.
Are going off, you know, all the time. Our helpline numbers are open and it's 9 till 6, Monday to Friday, and on a Saturday, 9 till 12. And what is really good about this system is, where a lot of people have been running around like headless chickens, our system is working. It's actually working. Our rotors are working. All the data protection side is working. We've had 2 weeks of red tape to get through before we could even give our certificates out.
Wow.
But we wanted to make sure we did this properly, because unfortunately the system will be open to abuse from, you know, other people. You know, with every 10 brilliant volunteers, you're going to get one that's unfortunately going to abuse the system.
Well, there's people out there already trying to abuse the system as such by knocking on the door saying we're testing for coronavirus and coming into old people and vulnerable people's places. There's also I think a text going round at the moment to say they've managed to piggyback on the government's text that was going around saying that you've been out of your house 3 times unlawfully, you've been fined £35. Please click on this link to pay the money. So
it's awful. It's absolutely. I mean, and this again is another reason why. So I'm pleased that we're working alongside Brentwood Council and a lot of people. We've had some brilliant suggestions on our group, but we've had some. You know, we've heard of other groups that are offering to pick up pensions, and in fact there was one amazing group, which again I'm not going to mention, that they were helping the NHS get donations, and they'd put all these people's addresses on their public Facebook page.
No.
And I went up there and I said to them, you can't put people's addresses on a public Facebook page.
Do you know, some and people they, don't realise that.
They don't realise, no.
They don't realise that Facebook is public.
No.
And the only way to do that information is either via a private message or in an email. You can't put that
you
up there.
You can't do it. I mean, even us, I mean, we're constantly training up our volunteers. We've got flow charts, which we give to our volunteers for taking calls.
Yeah.
So, for instance, if we get a phone call from, say, I don't know, Mrs. Bird or something, I don't know, I'm just making these names up, saying that, you know, she needs some shopping, but she's also very anxious and she's very upset and she can't get out and we can see that there's something not right with her. What we do is we've got two systems. First of all, we will obviously sort out her shopping, but we always log her call. We will follow up and make sure that she is okay. But we also refer straight back to Brentwood Council, because Brentwood Council have got a great triage system that they've put in place. I know that Chris Hozak, I think, was on today.
He was on today.
Yeah, we've been in on the meetings and so on with them. And you know, and what we're trying to do is make this central, so people know the right system to go through.
Yeah.
So we are feeling, so whereas the Brentwood Council will help with the food donations and so on, as I say, they've got their central number, we are helping those that have got the money but cannot get out to get it. Because and again, we have got this process where we are trying to make sure that these people are genuine and are vulnerable. So you know, when they're paying, it doesn't matter so much. But when there's food donations, you need to make sure that they show a utility bill, that they show their letter from the NHS at the window to say that they are vulnerable. Because, again, this has opened up, you know, abuse to drug dealers that unbelievably, you know, will use food donations to make money.
Oh, of course.
Say that they're not well. I mean, we've heard all of this. And this is the, you know, this is a lot of a big issue that people don't realise is going on, you know, and we're having to deal with this as well. So it's a brilliant group. It's a really, and I've got to say, you know, the admin team have been fantastic, and we've all really, really pulled together on this. And I think the best thing is amongst all this chaos, we've got a system that's active and it's working, you know. At the moment, I've got volunteers everywhere. And the one thing I will say is that our local shops that have come on board that have said, yes, we will help you. We're trying to keep it to a maximum of £10 essential box. That's another thing I should say.
Right.
Rather than going, saying we're going to do your whole week shopping because we have so much to do. We're saying, okay, well, we will do a maximum of a £10 essential box.
So it's basically essentials, milk, bread, yes. Loo roll if needed.
Yes.
Soap if
milk,
needed.
Bread, yeah. And, you know, some people want meat. Some people say, and we've got some people that are saying to us, do you know what, if you can get hold of this for me, can you get this? And we're like, absolutely, of course. And what we've said to our volunteers, we've had some people that have said, you know, can we do more than this? And we've said to our volunteers, the thing is, the volunteers will pay for it first of all.
Yeah.
And then they will get the money back from the person. Now, we are trying to do, this is another big issue, we are obviously trying to do away with paper cash systems.
Of course, yeah.
Because we don't want, I mean, obviously people will put it in an envelope on their doorstep and we give a number plate and a password and so on when we approach you, you know, so it's all done with safety in mind. But we are trying to do it with a system that doesn't revolve around cash. So we've asked shops to get on board to say, can this customer ring through their order?
Yeah.
And then we will come and pick it up. And some shops have done that. Admittedly, there's quite a few that haven't because they're just inundated now with the same sort of requests. But that's what we're trying to break through. And the shops that do this, we will kind of promote them as a local hero shop on our Facebook page because they're really going all out to, you know, do this. I know there's some Nisa shop and so on that's been helping us. And
I think at this time, the local shops have really come up trumps.
They've kept their
shelves stocked. They have more stock than the local big name little shops. And you know, if they're willing to put themselves out for us, then we should be willing to go and spend our money with them.
Absolutely. And I think this is again, I agree. And I think it's been brilliant how a lot of them have stayed open.
Yep.
Some of them, I know that some of them were where I live, my local post office. The poor lady, you know, she was standing, the lady that was serving was standing right back, and there were customers that were coughing near her.
Oh.
And she, you know, and I just think, and again, with the social distancing, I mean, there's some shops that have followed real strict protocol. And,
oh, yeah.
And I think it's odd, you know, I said to my daughter, we've been walking the dog every day for an hour, and if we see somebody coming towards us on the side of our pavement, we walk into the middle of the road because there's not that many cars around, so we will purposely walk right out to the middle of the road.
Yeah.
But it has surprised me how many people, when they're, say, queuing outside Tesco's or somewhere, that they're not following that strict gap of...
No, they're at least half a metre apart instead of 2 metres. Yeah,
exactly,
I know.
Exactly that, yeah.
Even though some of the supermarkets have laid it out on the ground, the distance
with,
where they
should have, there's a few that haven't.
The other problem is when you're queuing up for something like a little Tesco's Express or a Sainsbury's Express or something like that, the queue goes past the cash machine, and the cash machine is right in the middle of the 2 metres. So you're standing there, and all of a sudden somebody wants cash, you have to move out the way and step back a bit.
So somebody
thinks you're walking out the queue, but you're not, because you're just letting somebody use the cash machine and not stand next to them.
Yeah, and then you lose your place.
Yeah.
And then you think, I've been queuing for about an hour and now I've just lost my place.
Yeah,
no,
it's
I
silly.
Know. And this is how it was. I'm actually registered disabled myself, and I've got two children, and my youngest is actually back at school because his special needs.
Right.
Which has actually really helped me because, it's helped me because... A, I'm registered disabled myself with a real bad back issue, and you know, and I luckily have got the badge so that I can, you know, my disabled badge. So on Monday, I went to Sainsbury's myself, and obviously got straight inside, but it was so busy inside. I got inside, and all the elderly and disabled can go in, and I'm thinking, you know what, next time I'm going to go when it's a bit later on in the evening, when it's quieter.
I find that's better. I find that.
Yeah, I think
go about 8 o'clock, and you're not queuing up outside. They're still practicing social distancing, but everybody's locked. Most people are locked up indoors because they think there's a curfew. I find, I mean, my little Tesco Express in Ockenden went there last night to get a couple of bits, and it was empty. It just wandered round. There was no queuing outside. Pulled up straight in. Thank you very much. And got what needed and come home.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's great. I mean, I'm hoping now that all the panic buying's over.
Oh, that's
you know?
I think that is done and dusted now because with the social distancing and they're stopping people going in the shops in hordes, they're also keeping an eye on what people are buying when they get to the tills. I'm awfully sorry you can only have two of that. I'm awfully sorry you can only have three
and
of that.
And you know what? I do think, you know, whether this should have been put in place ages ago, which, yes, it probably should have been, you know, the fact is it is now. So it is calming down. And I spoke to somebody today that, you know, I know a couple of people that work up in the city and they're quite high up there. And they said the markets are now returning, you know, back in and that's good and so on.
Yeah.
But I think that people need a routine. And at first of all, it's a big shock and everyone's like, oh, gosh. But actually, there's a part of me that thinks, wow, this is, in some ways, we have to look at the positive. So there's less cars, there's less aeroplanes, there's less pollution.
People can breathe at the moment outside.
People can breathe. People are spending more time, obviously, with their families. I mean, I did nearly kill the kids last week. But anyway, we saw that. I was like, thank God for once. He, you know, they've said at his school because of his special needs he can go back. And I'm like, thank you, God. Bless his heart. But he's so happy at school. He's so much better.
Do you know some kids are these days? When I was a kid, I didn't want to be at school.
Well, I think all kids need routine at you know, to some point. And my daughter, bless her, is doing her A-levels. And so, you know, and this, again, has helped me to set up this group. And I think the first few weeks, everybody was out of routine. But now we're all coming back to some sort of order. It's helping. The panic is dying.
Yeah.
And actually, it's really nice to be able to, you know, do... the other thing that did make me think, oh, is this, like a, this is quite a good thing, is that when you take away 23 hours of someone's freedom a day and say, right, you've got just 1 hour to go out and exercise, now everybody is using that hour to go outside and get fresh air and exercise.
Yes.
You know, and so it's kind of had a reverse psychology, I think, on people, where, because it's been taken away from us, and now we are going out and actively exercising, keeping our distance, but getting the fresh air.
And getting the fresh air that we need. So, let's go back to Bragg. That's all right. No, it's fine. Listen, we're here to talk. We're here to talk. It's absolutely fine. But let's, not to Bragg, but we'll go back to Bragg.
Yes.
I've been waiting minutes to get that in. so you've got all the have you got all the volunteers you need?
Do you know what? We love our volunteers and we would love more to sign up, especially we, you know, all the time. We will never turn away a volunteer.
Right.
We always need the help. And what we're doing is we've made hubs in areas. So basically we've mapped out all of Brentwood and the surrounding area.
Yeah.
And in every, the Salire area one is Brentwood Town, Shenfield Road and so on.
Gotcha.
We've grouped our volunteers and DBS, our non-DBS and our DBS volunteers are all grouped into what area they're on.
Right.
So whatever area they are in, they will then take, you know, they'll get the call come through and they can go around and deal with it. Our call helpline, sorry, I've got a call coming through on my phone, I'm trying to ignore it. So our callers will call in and the telephone rotor people will ping out this to whichever area it's in, and then they pick it up and then they go and deal with it. But as I said, the most important thing that I think people need to know is that we have got a strict data protection system going on with somebody that's authorised to do all this. Jasmine Cooper is authorised to see the certificates. She's authorised to hold the addresses. Everything's being held on an encrypted hard drive.
Lovely.
So we've really up with all that. We've had to go through all that.
Well, that's good.
It's good. It's really working. And we've got, so we never say no to any volunteers because we can put you in whichever hub that you're closest to.
So,
and I think, you know, it's just going to get busier and busier.
Good. Well, that's good. But what we haven't done, what we need to do before I have to let you go.
Yes.
Is firstly the phone number that people need to use the service or the contact that people need to use the service need to get in touch with so you can help them.
Right. Okay. Well, we've put leaflets out everywhere.
Yeah.
But anyway, what you need to do is for any information, you need to call this number. It's 07961 972 917. We're also on Facebook at Bragg Brentwood, and we've also got a website that's being done at the moment. It's nearly up and running, which is brag-brentwood.co.uk.
Okay. Lovely. So let me go over that number again. 07961 972 917.
That's correct. We have got another helpline number, but the main one is that one. I think this other one's now diverting. It's 07553 788 009. We also have befrienders. We've got a great lady, Leanne, who does a befriending service, and she's got all her public liability insurance and so on. So we've got people that can offer counselling. So I know there's going to be a lot of anxious people out there, and indeed we've had lots of callers come in, you know, where they've been scared, and we've got trained people to help with that. And as I say, anything else that we can't deal with does go to Brentwood Council to be triaged in the correct way, to make sure that this whole system is safe. That's what we need to make, that's absolute top priority.
So they ring you on the 07961 number. That's where they can get the information for what their needs are. So
yes,
if they need
they
help
can
with
come through to us. Yes, they yes. come through to the helpline number, and we will take down their name, address, mobile number, what they need, what support they've got, and then we will basically triage their call. Whether they need shopping, we will get someone to get their shopping.
Right.
If they need medical, we will put them through to primary care. We can triage them on. So it's all safe.
So that's their start point. And is this the same number for volunteers to ring up and offer their services?
Yes. If volunteers can, or they can go onto the Bragg Brentwood Facebook page as well.
Right.
Or they can ring up that number. And again, what we do is we pass that all to our fantastic admin team that put it, you know, into a spreadsheet and contact them and then locate them an area and so on.
Well, I'll put this up on our website.
Brilliant, thank you.
I'll put the chat up on the website as well, this little chat
fantastic.
We've had,
yeah,
so people can listen and understand what it's about. I'll put the phone number and I'll put the Facebook address up there as well, so people can find that. And let's hope that they don't need this service for very long.
I hope not, and I hope the next time that I speak to you will be when I'm coming in to speak with Antonia on Beauty and Lifestyle.
That would be wonderful, but when she's on in the morning, I'm fast asleep on a Saturday.
Oh, are you? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm only here Monday to Friday.
Oh, okay.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome to come in on a Monday to Friday between 3 and 6 and talk about what you like.
I think if everyone knows Michelle, and everyone knows that I like to chat away. So
that's fine.
I'm always happy.
That's fine.
I've been on a couple of times with a couple of male presenters talking about male grooming. So yes, I'm more than happy to.
Well, listen, have the best weekend you can have.
Thank you.
Good luck with this. This is a great little thing you've done here.
Thank you.
As I said, we'll get it up on the website, and hopefully you might get a few more volunteers, or somebody that needs your service can get in touch.
Yes.
Do you know what?
At the end of the day, if we make one person smile and feel better, then it's, you know, the sleepless nights and the red tape's all worth it.
Good. Good.
So,
well done. Have a lovely weekend and you take care.
Thank you.
Bye, Molly.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.